GOP candidates blast FBI's Mar-a-Lago raid, horrendous abuse of power. By Nick Gilbertson on August 9, 2022. Republican candidates are slamming the Federal Bureau of Investigation's unprecedented raid of former President Donald J. Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach, Florida. Former Fox 10 Phoenix anchor Carrie Lake, the GOP gubernatorial nominee in Arizona, called the raid an incredibly horrendous abuse of power. In a statement, she wrote in part, "This is one of the darkest days in American history. The day our government, originally created by the people, turned against us. This illegitimate, corrupt regime hates America and has weaponized the entirety of the federal government to take down President Donald Trump. Our government is rotten to the core. These tyrants will stop at nothing to silence the patriots who are working hard to save America. This is an incredibly horrendous abuse of power." Her fellow Arizonan, Blake Masters, who is the state's Republican senatorial nominee, asserted that, "Everyone knows this was politically motivated," adding that "that should terrify us all. When street crimes go unsolved but opposition leaders are hounded by federal police, you're living in a third world country," he continued. Republican nominee for Senate in Ohio, J.D. Vance, slammed the execution of the search warrant of the former president as disgraceful and unprecedented. "The question is what comes next. We either have republic or we don't," he detailed. "If we do, the people who've politicized the FBI in recent years will face investigation and prosecution." Former Governor Sarah Palin, R.A.K., who is running for Congress in Alaska's at-large congressional district, chimed in as well, expressing that she was outraged but not surprised to learn of the raid. "The political establishment is so threatened by the America First movement that they will stop at nothing, including weaponizing law enforcement agencies for partisan purposes, to protect their stranglehold on power," she noted. John Gibbs of Michigan and veteran Joe Kent of Washington, both of whom are Trump-endorsed candidates who won nominations over pro-impeachment Republican representatives, voiced their condemnation of the FBI search. Former Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt, who is the GOP nominee for U.S. Senate in Nevada, dubbed the raid another example of the growing weaponization of our federal agencies by the left. The three leading GOP Senate candidates in New Hampshire also commented on the unprecedented search.